Okay, good morning, everybody. And we wish again Mazel Tov to Ezra Hagler and his engagement. We sang over Zoom yesterday because they don't want us to sing here these days. So we wish him Mazel Tov. Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, so we're still in packet five, supplement packet five. So if you look at the beginning here, we have the Mishnah in Negoim. We're talking about, Tzivonim. So the Tzivonim really is a halacha that exists in Hilchas Negoim. In other words, it's not only halacha in Hilchas Nida. For Hilchas Nida, it's a din d'rabbanan in Hilchas Nida. In Hilchas Negoim, it's a din d'oraisa. Oris v'habagadim had tzivuim. Ain mitamim benegoyim, right? So in other words, you have different leathers and different garments that are tzavua. They're not mitamim benegoyim. But habatim main tzavuim, who does nigei batim too? But habatim main tzavuim, main she'enim tzavuim mitamim benegoyim. Divrei Meir. If you don't know how to keep batim, Shimon Omer, Tzvuim b'day Shemayim b'tamim, b'day Odom ein b'tamim. So Tzvuim b'day Shemayim, so natural b'day Shemayim, the Yachin Boaz and Sifkot and Yudzayin, Yudches, the Fili, the Hani, Akeshul, Tzvuim b'day Odom, hello, the Tamu, honey, all the Chalik, the Tzvuim b'day Shemayim with Tamu. So this din existed originally in Hilchos Negoim. You don't have Nigei Batim by Tzivoni. If you look here in Chochmas Adam, page 4, Kesem Yisif Yud, Kesem Shenimtol. Begad Menumah, right? So that's the din of Begad Menumah, that we did that. And then he says, the oros hatzvuos be the shemayim b'tamim b'negoyim. The oros that are tzvuos be the shemayim amar b'tamim b'negoyim, for the b'ksamim, and be the adam. He says, could be that when it comes to, or, you have leather, so if it's natural, animal that you got the ore from is savua, b'day shemayim, so it's still in the time been going. And it'll be the Adam, but if it's painted by, it's not natural, it was dyed. Be the Adam, Einam Atamim. Abba Begadim, Einchilu Ben Tzvuim, Be the Adam, Be the Shemayim. But you see here, that there's a connection, like Rabbi Tuchman said from Rabbi Reuven Feinstein, that this the whole idea of Tzavua is a shoot off from. The din of Negoim. That's why I told you that I thought that the whole idea pashtus is only applies to begodim, not karkolim is also so would we say that's called tzavua, all these other things, or we say there's no din of tzavua only by begodim.
What's the pshat by Negoim that there's no
tuas Negoim
on the
Begad Sevo?
Is it
said by Negoim Apostle? Yeah, why is such a halacha? Does it have to do with Does it have to do with the similar idea that you're not going to be able to see the proper...
It's the same story as by us.
Maybe.
But
here's the right. Here's the right. And page 5, this Sefer HaChumash, page 5. So in Parshas Chazria, I said over a vort that from the Bechor Shor is Tvor Shor. And so that's the Sefer, and he has a Nerudea, things like that. At the end of the Sefer, he has pieces on Agadah and Shas. So here's a piece here from the Gemara Shabbos and Kuf Mem Hey Amid Beis. Mipnei ma talmidei chachomim shebabovel mitzuyonim. Lefshi she'enim b'nei Torah. So Rashi says, what does that mean? The talmidei chachomim b'bovel weren't so chashiv. So they had to wear more chashiv looking clothing so people would respect them. Right, so you had to be, right. But the Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael, the more chashiv mitzad atzman, v'lo hayu yitzrichim begadim chashuvim, because they could get respect because based on the war. So that's the Harashi learns. So the Bechor Shor wants to say another pshat. He says like this: Achen a Bechor Shor lagon rabbi zan to send a shor nitpas b'sof sefer to a shor kozel farsh b'ofen achem who will be divrei a mishnah b'negoyim. Right, they were wearing big day tzivonim. In other words, mitzuyonim, you know, Rashi learned pshat that they were more regal, you know, more chashuv looking. He's saying a different word. The Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel wore big day tzivonim. Why? Because Einam b'nei Torah. Why? Because, in other words, to get tzaras, you have to be chashuv. In other words, you're such a madrega that the shechin is on you, so when the shechin leaves, it's noticeable. So you're on such a madrega that, but if you're not on such a, you know, you only have saras in Eretz Yisrael, because it's a chashivas that Hashem is shore on you the whole time, and then when you do something wrong, he goes away. But in Chutz La'aretz, he's not so, you know, he's not shore like directly on you anyway. So he says like this: so the Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel who are less chashuv, so they're not getting saras anyway. Because they're not on a madrega to get tzaras. So they can wear what? Big day tzivayim. Because they're not getting tzaras anyway. So, but if you would get tzaras, then you should be wearing big day tzivayim. So this way you should get tzaras. To be able to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you to do tshuva. So it's a schus. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu marish rashkoch aparti shechota. So he says, how come the Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel have big days of name she'enam b'nei Torah? Hayin she'en kol kachlo, hayin she'ben kachlo hayu kol kach berum hamal she'en magil hem haschus l'tavis v'negayim. So the meila they can wear big days of honor. The Talmidei Chachamim writes as well. They have the schus to get saras. So then if they get saras, then they should wear begadim that they have saras. So that was. The next thing we did already, that's Camille Stocker, who says the idea that you can combine the two whites, even though there's the one in between. And then he has here the... and we did that already with the Alter Rebbe. The Shari Tara, he has the difference of three shittas about the Techavas Das case. And then in the Shailas and Tshuvas, Adme Paz. The Shuvas Adme Paz on page 20. Shaila mi talmidi shi yoshev be'eretz mechokim. The tantes rav ba kovala rabba shi ilo mikra bilti tohar shi inena. אשר עניין את ההורא איש דה יוסי משנים עשר שונים עבור הקסומים אשר תמיד נמצאים בקסון השלו. This is his wife was tummy for 12 years. Because she had a ksamim on her garment of v'sdinim belishim her gasha klal av sheish laveses kavua kishar nashim rav miyad lachar tarasa tivasa be'ivus mitzvah liyom abachlas dimtzu harbik sof. So she had a ksamim gram lefom mitzrachik vesta yom harbe man rabbe veses laveses. And then Yeshu Shachov Golmud Bli Isha Bli Badim, Asher Hayach. When Motayim V'Isha Tznua Yosheva Shomeim V'Gamuda Shalti Arofim V'Yodu Lahem Klal, Ezen Maka Sheyela. So they don't know what's going on here. Oili Mi'itzi And Yeshu Bli Isha V'Oili Mi'yotzi I don't want to divorce her, but I don't have a woman either, he's saying.
She knows
she wants a husband to be with her, to bury. She wants a husband for more than those reasons also.
I like it's part of her punishment of Basa. So what do you do?
This is quite a shame.
Yeah, very intense, yes. So, what is a tshuva? B'chtovcha masa yadecha shechonata v'isi v'tzaroskam litzar, I feel your pain. U'mi sheripa shivro shel yom hu yinanchem, right?
It's an expression, Hashem,
the answer you, So he says, the answer is that she should wear big the tzavonim. Feel ksana shalah, usdina hamita, yagam he tzavonim. And also her, all the garments, her sheets, everything should be tzavonim. Kol tzeva shetirtza, anything she wants, green, very green, or gel, yellow, or blue, blah. Kol tzeva shetirtza, rasha lo yelavonim. That's called Aksana in the time of social or Allah's Deen, or called Tahari. So, Kol Mashin Nitzel Bukadel called Tahari. The Dinza Buskam, he called Apostle, the Shub Cholik. Even though we saw that there are Cholkim, but I guess in Halacha they didn't make it. We saw the Rabban is Cholik, the Rabban Simcha, there's a whole bunch of people that are Cholik, but they didn't make it into the Shulchan Aruch, so to speak. So then the Muskim called upon the Shulchan. You can ask your Tim to Harbek Sam Mishnah Torah, call Materis, the Sham Mishima Midim Raisi, and Isha Matama, the name of Shemnida, Ashatagish Mipsar. So there's no Rashis here. Church of Menav, Adam Agashis Torah, Midin Torah, Mizerich Chacham Matama. A big day to vote, and you're not even telling me to rub on it. I got a big day to vote, and we'll go. So, Omer Kema, she has a Vestas Kavua. She has a Vestas Kavua, people are robe. Ketiv the Chvatsman is one of Vestas. אם אתה יודע מה זה מתנוסק את הבית, אני אומר כשה אישה משום חסך דרך בזמן הבא, שולדו הבדיקה, ג'רי לבסס, אלף של פתאום ושל פתאום. והגיד שנאי הישראל דרגש סעדים, כל מוכר שרס על ידי הגרש ממש תמיה כשה נשם, then you'll have to do a whole, you know, sphere. So he says, he to me, Mishum Zachati, Chaz Zayin Nikim, Vigim Yom Rishon, Mishal Zayin Nikim, Mitzoyim Baksom, Mitmeh, Mishum Zachati, Chukas Akav Vayim Pasuach. So he's saying that the first 3 days, if there's ksamim, is no good.
Either
one's a little bit, seems to be saying, right? Right, that's what he seems to be saying. V'achar gimu yom ha-mishon, imtim tzok ksamim, tatzivonim ein mekhabim ksamim. Well, so that's a fascinating idea, that he's saying that the first 3 days, you muchzak, that the mind's still pasuch. So mainly, even if it's technically just ksamim, you have to view it as part of urea.
Do we hold
it? No. But this is it's a good svara. It's an interesting svara.
It doesn't happen so much because usually the women are wearing a lavan. So like, only this woman who has the head to...
Yeah. It's interesting, I told you that the tshuva we did last week, Moshe permitting the tzivonim for the woman, he wrote to Rabbi Tokayer. So I was speaking to Rabbi Jachter on the phone. It's interesting that he said that his father-in-law, Rabbi Tokayer, who the tshuva was written to, just recently got his first name, meaning Rabbi Jachter's daughter had a baby. And they just bent Goymol just this morning in the 730 minyan in Sheik. That was the Moshe's tshuva was to him.
He was matzah, right, in the first 3 days of Moshe?
So we'll see about that. But the Moshe, he's maker, he's machmer here. And if Tivzach Isha asks me if Tim Tadam, feel very Sachit since Meir, he issued Isha, Sajus, Yom Lakim, Gimel, Rulers of Taval Sachar, Evo Zayon. Tivzach Isha asks me if Tim Tadam, feel very Sachit since Meir, he issued Isha, Nidna Vay Sachit. He says, so that's what you have to do. You have to put tzivonim on. So it's it says all the summon will be fine all over. It should all be tzivonim, all the that's called summon to her. Neshu Dover Chadash. Now, why is he claiming that this is Dover Chadash? He's saying, oh, what I'm saying is a Dover Chadash, so we should, he said, you should show my tshuva to other rabbanim.
Where does he say that, sorry?
At the end, he says, Neishu Dover Chadash, the last 4 lines, in the second column, the last 5 lines. Neishu Dover Chadash, V'lav Kuli Amadini Gemiri, Daiti Shetishlach Devarai Hanemorim, Lays in Mora Haraham, Forsam, Mikihila Kadosha, Katirish, Vai mitis vizet tanuch daitchem. He says, and therefore you'll get reassurance from, don't just, you know, from him. What's so mechudish in what he's saying? Why is he saying, oh, why is he, what's the davar chadash? You think that's what he means? Well, he doesn't even address the Chasam Sofer. He doesn't even say, oh, well, Chasam Sofer is against me.
How did this person go 12 years without somebody telling him this Eitzah? There's no version in Shulchan
Aruch. Right, and he's saying it's a Davar Chodesh.
Right, so it's probably the same.
Yeah, so what's the Chodesh? Ah, everyone knows it's a Ramah, everyone knows it's a Rambam. So, one second. Is he talking about the Zayin Akim? Is that the idea? So he's saying that even though it's the Zayin Akim, is he saying... And then he says, he quotes the Rambam himself. He says, even if he has harbik some.
Yeah, because we saw that yesterday too, last time, that you're not supposed to do it specifically for the Zayin Akiyam. If you wear it always, then it's one thing, but...
Whereas if you know that, because here you know that it's happening and you're trying to, as opposed to what the Ramah is,
just done,
it might happen. So really, but you know that it's actively happening, so maybe that's not right. It's actively bleeding. You're actively bleeding it, so what are you doing? It's what is that, a game? You're actively bleeding. I mean, he quotes it, the Kol Kuzman. I think he quotes it in one of the places here. In the... Here, page 23. Second column. Kach Tazer B'Shut. And they pass. Still, by speaking of Tzivana, feel the Son of Shalom, steam the Hamita. You don't get Tzivana. So is he actually putting on? So, I mean, it's already said by the Rambam. The Rambam. Okay. So maybe here you're actively bleeding. He's still doing it like you said, right?
Right. I mean, how do you send it to the Rambam?
Right.
And then he speaks about different colors of light. You put Mokum, page 24 on the right. Poshut bar afmadas harambam atseva nikra b'zmenin off-white. Okay, Ravadiya. Nikla hu b'lovin. Mitzad sheni en mikor chayim shukhiyach b'loshen Rashi. So he says, some people, if it's very light, maybe it's that. But my story, remember, Rav Abadi is all types of color, even if it's not any darkness to the colored. It's still din tzavua. But he says, it's some that say if it's going to be too light, it's not going to change tomorrow, maybe you shouldn't be mekel. So they're up. Okay, so that's good. The nice, my Masara is, Bari said, all kinds of Sivanim, and Dafka, not too dark, Dafka. So that's what Rav Alshar, Rav Bari said. Some people tell people Dafka to wear black. So, and other people tell, so I'm the Talmud of those that don't tell people Dafka to wear black. Then there's the Shuvas Betzal HaChochma. You know the Sefer Betzal HaChochma? Page 25. You know that Sefer? Oh, the Betzal HaChochma. Who is the Betzal HaChochma?
Betzal Stern.
Right, exactly. Who's Betzal Stern? So he was the Rav in Australia. Pretty big. He's the Rav in Australia. And who was his brother? His brother was the Debrecina from 16th Avenue in Bar Park.
Oh.
Not too far from Wilson, so sure. So his brother was a big Pisek in Bar Park, and he was a Pisek where? In Australia. You ever hear of Counterpoint? Anybody hear of Counterpoint? Anybody?
The YU program?
Yeah, YU has the, you know, like a Kiev program in Australia. They used to have it. Yeah. They used to have this, so people used to go. Rabbi Newberg went with his wife 1 year to Australia. So Rabbi Newberg likes to tell over the story that there were fellas, I don't know necessarily on the Counterpoint program or wherever they were going, and they were asking Rav Moshe about Shabbos in Australia in terms of the date line. And so Rav Moshe got very upset at them. Rabbi Newberg said, why? He said, why are you asking me? You have Rabbi Tal Stern there, you should be asking him. You don't ask me. He's a big Pesach, big Rav. He's buried in Har Menuchos, with Betzal Stern. Betzal HaChochma is his Shaivs and Tshuva Sefer. It's a lot of good Tshuvas. I have the library on the sixth floor, if you need to see it. So, what's the Shaila? So, he has the famous Shaila about if you have a garment, one side is Tzivonim and one side is Levonim. And the kesem went from one side to the other. So what's the din? So in other words, it went on
the Tzivanim, and then it went on to the Levanim. Because it went through, it went from one side to the other. So once, so Rav Abadi told me, so then of course it's a problem. Because the mice is on Tzivanim, it's also on Levanim. So you don't get it. So Rav Abadi told me to push it that it's also. So it's a bit pasher than saucer. Same thing if you have a lot, you have a mattress cover. So it goes through the sheet onto the mattress. So he says you can put on tzivonim, but then it goes to the sheet. And usually the mattress cover is usually levonim. Sheets are easier to get. For some reason, mattress covers, they don't make so often tzivonim. So levonim. So everybody holds it in the chanam. But if it goes through, from the Tzivonim to Levanim, then it's a problem. So Rabbi Tzal Stern, disagrees. So he has a shita that if it originally hits the Tzivonim, Tchilas Nefila is on the Tzivonim side, then it's mutter. Even though it goes through to Levanim. It says, Kesem Nimtzal Begat Shetzido Echad Lovan, Shetzido Sheni Tzavua. Favar Kesem Tzad Zel Tzad Sheni, Kachashu Nirik Keis Shnei Stade Habegat, Imotama Kevin Shenir HaKesem Gam Bitzad HaLovan, Venikar HaBor Shu Dam, Oshay. In other words, we say, at the end of the day, it went to the white, and on the white, you could see for sure that it's the Osir color. So he paskins that the cooler, meaning if it in the case where it went on the tzivonim and then went through and the other side is white. So that's what he writes on page 26.
Omnam ye hatam asher ye lamur el degam im adam nikar bebeget zavua heimim shum kson mani azay shim noga bebeget lovan bekesim lach so gam bebeget zavua. Because if something's zavua, right, and then you wipe it off onto a bebeget lovan, but lemaisa it was on the zavua, so it's mutter. Slach nechtam bebeget lovan nikar ba kesim maragor ba filach lo mitaminu lo. So once it's on Tzavu, it's mutter. Even though if later on you would wipe it off. And everybody thinks Pasha not like him. Now there's a third opinion. What could be a third opinion? So Rav Ash, I was discussing this with Rav Ash later. What's the third opinion? So he says like this. He wants a mechalek between this case and the bed sheet. And the bed cover. Why? Because like this. He says if it's one thing, one beged, so then when it falls, so the light is part of that initial begging. So it's tummy. Not like, but if you have two layers, it's two different begadim, like the sheet and the mattress cover. So then the tchilas nefila was on the tzivonim, and then it's mutter. Because then it goes on a dip. But here, it's one begging. So who cares which side it fell, but the nice is it's on that one begging, and anything on the first begging, if it's white, is a problem. So he thought that the mattress seed would be mutter. But this case would be also. That was what I was showing third sheet. So the mice, I think, I follow Rav Abadi Shita that. But unless it's a big shas hadchak. You know, you have to realize whenever something is a big shas hadchak, especially if it's only a derabbanan, then we try to find coolers for people. So,
So the transferring from a Leget Zavua to Leget Shem Zavua, Rebbe would be Matar.
The transfer of Rebbe Abadi here on page 27, he says, Isha Shabbat Zadam Shavadei Bamiku for Blog Rashal Beget Zavua. He says, Tamea. So I don't know, this is a big chumra that everybody's saying. That if you would wipe something off, I don't know if I would necessarily follow this. Because Lamaisa, it was, most people would say, Ramanavshach. That when it was on the tzavua, it was mutter. Now you took it off on a tissue is also mutter. But his word is no, but the tissue. The tissue, if it's a white tissue, so now it's Nikola Mafreya that it's really dumb, so it's not going to get a heter. So I think that's a very big chumra of Rebbe Abadi. I don't know if I would necessarily follow that chumra. But.
What about the mattress cover, what Rebbe said?
So the mattress cover, I think, is usser.
Is usser.
If, again, if we're in a big situation where we need a kula, so yesh al milismach. That, you know, on this whole idea of the Betzel HaChochman, whatever. So, but if it's not such a big tzorech, I think really you get in is that Kesem is wherever it is. If you go ahead and actively move it, so then it's not going to, so that's what it says. Okay, here's a piece here of Tzinner. I just spoke to Tzinner this morning. I'll tell you, maybe I'll tell you some things after we could shut off the recorder. Some interesting shilas. So here's lots of kesem, al beget savua, al beget shein, al Kincho b'dover lovan, o mikam otuma, mikam mokam tahora. It says, Kenir kevichim oglozim chazal beg tzavua, yigay havloi tahor l'gamri. Roch pas lo masha ata hevi arkesim b'beg in lovan. So that he calls it the Betzel HaChochma. Okay, those are the and then he has here at center page 30, Oros Satsavu, and if you'll be day Shemayim, Enam Matam, and Mishum Ksamim. And then Akul shall be the Tivan, and all the Chobogad, and if you'll beg at a Somo Chobasa, Page Lahafne, Paisa Marv Lahafel, right against the Hafel Sof. Gamal Isha Mukzekas, page 31. That's part, that's how he's understanding the Kiddush of the Adnei Paz. Because maybe the din of the wearing the Tzivonis, she's not Mukzak, but she's Mamas Mukzak, that she's getting summoned, so maybe, you know, you don't do that. And then he writes here, Shemetim on page 32, Shemetim Yisha Lubosh Beget Savua Kedeli Dotsal Miksamim Tilbosh Seva Bohir. A light color, Velot Seva Shachor. So he says, because sometimes then Chocho, you're not going to be able to tell the difference between a real Ria and Kesem. Alul lovu de michshol. Chayim tela b'shat zivarim shatucha l'havchen u'dam vases urak sam. Prophet Hashem eitzazu itzil kama noshim min michsholos. Okay, so that's the story.